Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Megillah Daf Tetzayin and the Art Scroll Lois Vahadar edition, Perek Rishon, in the middle of Halacha Tes. We're starting 10 lines on the top of Amud Aleph and the two dots. Sigmar Tani, Ein Oinim Omen Yesoima Veloy Omen Ketufa. Omen Yesoima we'll see in a moment. Omen Ketufa means he doesn't say Omen with a nun in the end, just Omei. Penaz Oima, Oine Omen Yesoima. You born of Yesoima, says Omen Yesoima, you will die and his children will be orphans. Ketufo, tikot of nishmos, he says, Omen Ketufo, his neshama will be taken away. Aruko, if he says a long Omen, Yarich Yomi Metoy, he will have a Richus Yomi. Ezu Omen Yesoima, what are we talking about? Omavchuno, Ahen, Dechayev, Lemivicho, Vuoni, Veloyodo, Mauoni. Someone needs to say a brocha, and he doesn't hear the brocha itself. He just says Omen, someone's saying the brocha without hearing the brocha itself, and he relies on the Omen. Doing Omen only, that's called Omen Yesoima.
If you hear a goy saying a blessing to Hashem, you can answer Amen.
The gears of Rav Chaim is Kusi. If you see here a Kusi Baruch Hashem, ain't Oni Machor Amen. Don't say Amen, because Kavona is for the Zara.
If a goy say bless you, you say Amen. You can be Mivoyrich from all the nations.
Came a goy, met Rabbi Shmuel, gave him a bracha.
Omalik for miltecho amuro. It's already written what the response to you is.
Chad poga boy vikiluloi. Then came a goy and gave him a curse.
Omalik for miltecho amuro. What your words already said as well.
Omalik talmidoi Rabbi Achmad omat lehen omat lehen. We're actually the same answer to both.
Brocha and Klo, you have the same answer?
Omalon yeah, veloi king see doesn't say the pasuk. Orecha arur. Omalrecha baruch.
The one who gives a brocha, the pasuk says, you will be blessed.
The one who gives a klala, he will be cursed.
Halacha Yud zog the Mishnah. Ein ben koyim meshuach b'shem en hamishcho lemerubi b'godim.
So koyim gadol used to be in the bais rishon until the time of Shio, they used to anoint the koyim gadol with oil, which is called shem en hamishcho. Afterwards, the oil was hidden. So from here on, they just have eight b'godim, many b'godim. So what's the difference between the koyim gadol they had the shem en hamishcho and the koyim gadol did not have shem en hamishcho? El apar habo al kol ha-mitzvos. Parabol kol mitzvah, special carbon, when a kohen gadol paskens halacha and he made a mistake. So he has to bring parabol kol mitzvah, that's only a kohen mashiach, not the kohen gadol doesn't have the shem mishcha and he's only merubeh b'godim.
Ein ben kohen sheshimesh lekohen sheovar, which means if there is a kohen gadol who had to, he couldn't do the avoido, you put someone instead of him. Then when the first one goes back to his original, he becomes healthy again or becomes good again, so then he goes back to his avoido. And the other one, you have to remove him.
So the Kohen Sheshimesh means Kohen Mishamesh, he's right now Mishamesh. Kohen Shehovar, he was there temporarily. There's no difference between them. They both have a din of a Kohen Gadol. El Pariyom Kippurim Vasir Seifa. You can bring only one Pariyom Kippurim, so that's only the Mishamesh brings it. And the Seir Seifa that comes every day also can bring only one.
So you want Tani Kohen Mishir Mevipar, Vein Meru Bebgod Mevipar, as we saw in the Mishnah.
The Rameh holds that even a Meruv B'godim, meaning Kohen Gadol, doesn't have Shema Yemishcho, does big power when he made a mistake in Halacha.
My time with Rameh, what's the reason for Rameh?
Mashiach, it says in the Pasuk Mashiach, Matom Loimar Kohen. The Rameh says Meruv B'godim, it says Kohen Mashiach. We have to say both. So Mashiach means he has the oil. Kohen means he doesn't have the oil.
My time with Rabbanu, why Rabbanu argue?
Mashiach, Echol Zeh HaMelech, maybe it means the king.
Tomud Loimar Kohen.
If it's Kohen, maybe he's the one who doesn't have Shem and Mishcha. So it says Kohen, not a king. Mashiach, he has Shem and Mishcha. Maybe it's coming to hand, Mishcha and Mishcha. The Kohen that stands in front of the nation when they go to war and tells them that the person who built a new house, who married a new wife, should not go to war.
Talmud Loimar. We'll be using it in the Yisrael of Chaim,
HaMashiach, the extra hey, Shein al Gabo Mashiach, there's only one Mashiach, there's no other Mashiach above him. In other words, only the Kohen Gadol Mashiach, not the one going to war.
So Machafa Shitos and the Rabbanon, the Chur Rabbanon seem to change the Shita.
Hochuk Tim Mashiach, in our Sugi, we're talking about the power, which says Kohen Mashiach. For Hochuk Tim Mashiach, we're going a serious Seifo that says that Kohen Mashiach Dachta Mibon of Yaseh Oiso.
He says Mashiach in both, continues the one that is animal base.
Meaning, by us, you say it's coming to exclude someone who doesn't have Shemar Mishcho.
And there it's coming to add someone who doesn't have Shemar Mishcho, that you could bring that serious
Eifo.
Every drasha depends on the context.
Taman kol ha-parsha amur be-aron.
Meaning regarding a serious hateful, there are the parashas talk about Aaron. Aaron Ubonov, they both are, they, all of them were Meshichim, they all have the oil. Lehaze Dover Nemar Koyin, right? Says just Koyin. The Rabbi said Mirub Godim. To come and tell you Mirub Godim also has it. From Hocho ain't a Pasha more by Aaron. Here a Paran Koyin Mashiach doesn't mention Aaron a Koyin in the Pasha. Ilu Nemar Mashiach, Beloy Nemar Koyin. If it's a Mashiach and a Koyin, hey, Tioim, I'm going to skip here a few lines based on the Gears of Rab Chaim. Hayti Oyim is a Melech. I would say this is the king. Mashiach means the king. In Torah, for Kodmo Parsha Melech, hi, there's already a Parsha of a king who made a mistake. Hayti Melem Dover Mevi Par, Vashkag is Maisa Mevi Seir. So this we learn in Maseches Harbiers. There's a Parsha in the Torah regarding a king. It says Hashem Nosi Yechto. They are speaking that the king made a mistake. He made his own mistake, his own chet. It doesn't refer to when the king came in Paskan Alocha. So maybe this Pasha, it says a Mashiach, maybe is referring to the king when he passes halacha. So how do I know we're talking about the Kohen? That's what the Torah has to say Kohen. Have it tzorech shirim a Mashiach, but tzorech shirim a Kohen. That's what the Torah says, I have to say Kohen over here. But not to tell you to add the ones who doesn't have Shemin and Mishcha. Now we learn the end of the Mishnah, the Kohen she'ovar doesn't bring the Sir Seifo. If he passed out, if he's not anymore a Kohen, but he did bring a Sir Seifo Shaloi, so it is kosher. Sitting more matkinu le Kohen achet tachto shemir lepsu es pesed b'yumo, the Kohen Gadol, the ghost to do avoid the Kippurim, they have a replacement ready. Mami yachdim le'ime, do they put them together in one room? Omar v'chagai, Moshe dinoin, meaning it's a losh of a shvuo, mi yachdim le'ime, do kodin le'if, you put them together, he's going to kill him because of Eva, because of animosity, because he knows this guy is waiting to take his place if something goes wrong. Sitting more oiso echot moshrim, mein moshrim shnaim. You don't do Meshicha oil on the second Kohen, the replacement Kohen. So then, well, why? On my vehicle, you play Eva, also because of Eva, because of animosity. If one had to go away and you put the replacement to do the Avodah, Harishon Kol Mitzvah Kehuna Olav. The first one remains a Kohen Gadol. Hashenin, Kosher Lo Kohen Gadol, Lo Kohen Hedu. The second one cannot go back to become a Kohen Hedu because he already was raised to Kohen Gadol, but he's not going to be a full fledged Kohen Gadol. If he does avoid it, it is kosher, meaning he is a Kohen Gadol. But the reason I don't let him to do avoid those because in the master he should not be evil. So says the Gemara, if you have a Kohen, replace the first Kohen. So the first Kohen brings the Karbonus. Now that he's replaced, does the second Kohen need to bring his own Karbonus? Or you can bring the Karbonus of the first one? So the one is training in adult learn from the following. There was Ilo Mitziporim that was carried the Abba Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. He came and replaced him. He was the Kohen Gadol. So when he went out and told the king who appoints him, he told him, when the Afidzayim with Alf on top, Adonia Melech, Parvesel Shiyoim, Mishalim Kravim, Shikohen Gadol. Do I bring my own Parvesel or I'm going to use the Parvesel of the previous Kohen Gadol? The king knew what the question was, meaning he wanted to say, do I bring my own, meaning I became my own Kohen Gadol? Only I'm just a replacement. Come to some good source, you take away the second Deyecho. Meaning, isn't it enough for you that you're Mishamash in front of a Kosh Boku? In fact, you got that opportunity, say thank you for it. Don't ask for more. So in this thought, he's not going to continue to be a Kohen Gadol. There's only a temporary position. And the Gemara learns from here, if it's a temporary position, the Karbonos come from the first Kohen Gadol, not from the second Kohen Gadol. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Tzayin.